Last week, we visited about the wisdom of planting shade trees to lower your energy bills. Today, I'm passing along some sage advice on tree planting from Shirley Buller, a master gardener with worlds of experience in creating successful gardening on the high plains. Her first tip concerns buying the best tree you can find. This is no time for bargain big lot trees that may have come from a far distance and have been sitting on a concrete parking lot for who knows how long. Try visiting a reputable nursery or plant person who will help you choose healthy trees that are recommended for your specific climate and growing conditions. Then plant them right and take care of them year after year. One of the biggest factors in tree planting is paying close attention to the planting depth. Don't dig a hole deeper than the container or the correct planting depth. The soil will settle, and then the plant will be too deep. Do not prune any top growth, and don't tightly stake the tree so it can't sway in the wind. This helps develop strong roots, so leave a bit of wiggle room to lean with the wind. Don't fertilize with a high nitrogen fertilizer at planting time. Some root stimulator mixed according to directions on the bottle is all you need for the first year. When placing the root ball, be sure to remove as much burlap and wire as possible. If the roots are wrapped in synthetic burlap, make extra efforts to get it all off, as it won't degrade like fabric burlap. With containerized trees, slice down the root ball in 3 or 4 places to help with root-bound or girdled roots that might continue to encircle and ultimately strangle the root ball and the tree. Backfill the hole with the same soil you dug from the hole. Water thoroughly at planting time, removing all the air pockets, and build a 2-inch berm around the hole to hold water within the perimeter. Apply a 4-inch layer of mulch in a volcano pattern, leaving a hole right next to the trunk to discourage damage to the bark from hidden chewing critters and insects. Now that the major planting work is done, take a vow to be diligent in nurturing your new tree to maturity in our sometimes unforgiving climate. Never be stingy with the water. Give them space to grow and keep their base free of weeds and other freeloading plants that will steal water and soil nutrients. You'll soon have a tree that will give you years of service. As Shirley says, it's worth the effort. Money couldn't buy our shade that we enjoy all summer long. I've known Shirley Buller for several years, and I'm always in awe of the vast wealth of knowledge she has about all things in the garden. In the past, she's been a guest contributor on our Growing on the High Plains program. She currently writes weekly columns for a number of area newspapers and serves as a guest lecturer for master gardener programs throughout Western Kansas.